Okay.
Call to order. Public comments.
I'm going to make it public that Christina will be absent today. She is working on negotiations at this time. It's been an all-day event. With Waste Connections for operation of the landfill and material recovery facility. She's also with Bill Goodwin and the council as well. So it's not just her. And as I mentioned, Dennis Garten is traveling and he's expected to be here. He will try his hardest, he mentioned. I also have one other comment, is to request to amend the agenda to include the grant partnership agreement with California Product Stewardship Council for the HD 20 grant. So I'd like to add that to the agenda as well.
I guess we need a motion on that.
I move that we add this amendment.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I have a couple public comments. Number one is that I am on call, so in unlikely event my cell phone goes off, I may have to leave, but it hasn't happened so far. But just to let you know, if that thing goes off, there's a reason for it. And number two, and it's too bad Christina's not here, because I was hoping she would be, on June the 6th, Bryn came to the Central Tehama Kiwanis Club, of which I'm secretary, and did a very nice presentation to the club on various activities. So I just wanted to present you with this, our little certificate of appreciation.
Oh, thank you.
From the club.
Very nice.
I kind of delayed. I was going to send it to you, then I thought, well, I thought it would be nice to just give it to you at the meeting since that was upcoming.
Thank you.
You did a very nice job.
Thank you, and I appreciate that opportunity. It allows me to share. It's an outreach venue, basically. Mm-hmm. But what's unique about the Kiwanis Club and those types of gatherings is that I'm able to really speak to businesses. And that's when I'm able to discuss the mandatory commercial recycling and those types of programs.
And also you were, got there, for, you know, we started at 6:30 in the morning, so that was still above and beyond. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, any further public comments? If not, moving on to regular items. A, recommended approval of minutes on page 3.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Number 2, approval of warrants, non-grant funded, page 9.
Let's do the, did you do the non-grant funded, is that what you said? Or
yeah.
Grant funded?
I'm sorry, which one am I looking at?
Grant funded first.
Would be page 7.
Oh, I'm sorry. I amend that. I kind of jumped over. Page 7, the grant-funded warrants.
Okay. So, requesting approval for a total of $3,082.40. And that's divided by $1,506.73 in direct expenses and $1,575.62 in expenses reimbursed to JPA2. The grant hours that's reflective, I'll go over in our, in my outreach update and let you know what we're actually doing.
Bryn, I had a question on the grant hours, if you can, just for my own information. Does those get audited? Does somebody audit those from time to time or annually, or how is that?
Yes, it's, we actually work through for the grant hours, we work with the auditor's office at the county level.
Okay.
And so they're also keeping track of our grant hours.
Okay.
So there's oversight within our agency as Christina manager, as well as at the county level.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I move approval. Well, I don't see any further discussion. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we go to the approval of non-grant funded warrants on page 9. Hello, Dennis.
Howdy, howdy.
All right. Welcome.
Hi. What's happening?
We are.
Are you done? Are you done already?
And just to update our two new arrivals, Christina will not be able to join us this evening. She's in negotiations.
How are those going?
She's in negotiations now, still. So I think they'll be set for a final informational item and approval for the full board at the beginning of July.
Oh, okay. So they're mm-hmm. online.
They're, mm-hmm. on. They're online. They're moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is this my copy?
There's one up on the podium there.
Okay. As I said, we are now at page 9, non-grant funding.
Page 9. Okay. So requesting approval for a total of $15,103.50. This is divided to $11,167.86 in direct expenses and $3,935.64 in expenses reimbursed to JPA 2.
Any discussion? Do I hear a motion? To approve.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, move right along to the next page. C, budget. Final fiscal year 2013-2014 budget, page 11.
Okay, this is pretty much the same as discussed at the last meeting. The proposed landfill operation agreement with Waste Connections, as we spoke before, does resolve the funding issues for GPA 1, as the fee GPA 2 receives covers GPA 1 costs. So that's the AB 939 implementation fees, that's the household hazardous waste facility management and disposal costs, as well as the methane gas loan. Moving to revenue, this is the sixth year of declines and the worst year the agency has seen thus far. And that, of course, is mainly due to interest income decline.
You know, I forgot to ask, or maybe I just can't remember, just out of curiosity, where is this money invested in terms of where it's gaining interest?
That's up to Dana in the treasurer's office. Mm-hmm. I don't know
so
how
just
they
kind of scattered here and yon and yep. for the best possible deal. Okay.
On a good note, in regards to interest, the phase one closure and post-closure trust fund is fully funded at this time, despite that fact. Miscellaneous revenue. Per the proposed operations agreement with Waste Connections, JPA 1 will receive $1 per yard for airspace for phase 1 and 3 cubic yards of airspace for phase 2.
Brent, I have a question on that one.
Sure.
On the proposed part. It's proposed, but yeah, it's in the budget. So if that falls apart, something happens, then we'll have to come back. And
that's right. We'll have to revise this whole budget outlook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So with the carpet recycling program, we are saving airspace. So there is a reduction in the consumption of airspace. And with that savings, along with the payment period of March 1st through June 30th, 2014, JPA 1 will receive $15,500 under miscellaneous revenue.
Were you or Christina at the meeting yesterday in Sacramento in regards to the up-and-coming CARB changes?
No, but we are aware of it.
The six areas of new concern that will be coming out forth rather soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we really look to the CARB too for future composting.
Right.
Facility.
So one of them is composting, one of them is additional recycling. I just heard them this morning. I can't remember what the other four are. Anyway. Oh, alternative fuels, biofuels.
Mm-hmm.
There's three more, but I don't remember. Okay.
Thank you. As for expenses, insurance premiums for this budgeted year will remain at $9,000. Professional and special services budget is proposed to also remain pretty steady at $67,000. Special departmental line item includes project management costs provided by Lawrence and Associates, during the 2013-14 budget year. And this will be minimal until the closure of the phase one landfill. And the last line item is contributions to other government. And beginning in March of next year, GP2 will receive part of the monthly fee from Waste Connections revenue to cover the full annual payment of the loan. And again, depending on how negotiations go, it's quite likely that we may have to amend the budget.
On the special department, is the $18,000 considered minimal, or is it going to be less than that throughout the end of the closure? I didn't quite understand the sentence. Is the $18,000 what it is, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the remainder, or will it be? I couldn't quite tell what she was trying to say.
I believe that this is what it will be, and it won't go more than.
Mm-hmm. And then back to your background information, I didn't catch it in the material. On the, speaking to the JP1, at some point considering transfer or the responsibility for that AB939, who makes that decision? Do we make that decision, or does JP2 make that, or how do we get that accomplished? Because that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, so it would really just end the back and forth of paperwork for the funding stream.
Right.
It would have to be approved by the boards, I believe, and I can get confirmation.
So would we move that to JPA2, or would they bring that to us and ask which would be the way to go, which direction goes first?
I'll confirm that with Christina.
Okay.
And let you guys know.
Okay.
But it definitely needs board approval from both agencies.
It seems like a lot of paper shuffling.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any further discussion? Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second. Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did you want to go ahead and do this grant partnership agreement now, kind of fix
it
in line with what we're doing?
Okay. So we are now inserting the grant partnership agreement with CPSC for HD 20 grants. And I have a spare copy here. They're basically the same.
We agreed to go ahead and add that to the agenda before
you're
on here.
So we fortunately received a grant to increase our household hazardous waste program. And in order to cover what we'd like to do, we basically partnered with the California Product Stewardship Council. And working on an agreement with them to execute our plan. The California Product Stewardship Council is basically the lead expert entity in regards to product stewardship and extended producer responsibility. So they're basically a makeup of local government, non-government organizations, businesses, and individuals. They're highly skilled at what they do, so we figured we'd team up with them. Our grant goals, and what we'll utilize the over $17,000 for, is listed here on this front page. There's four main goals. One is to hold a temporary collection event in an outlying area. We're considering Rancho Tehama at this point. We're also thinking of Manton as well. Secondly, is to boost up our general public household hazardous waste outreach campaign. So it's above and beyond brochures. We're really looking at media and that kind of an outlet or avenue, in addition to the person-to-person outreach. Another goal is to increase the school outreach campaign. And so that's informing students in utilizing that. I don't know if you remember, we have that shuttle bus that we got from the library. And so putting in exhibits there in the shuttle bus would be what we'd be using some of that funding for. And to give school tours. We're planning on giving 10 of them during the grant term. And finally is to determine the level of household hazardous waste awareness within our school districts. And so to do that, we're going to create a survey and just to gather baseline data and go from there. We do have limited staffing, and so we're relying on the expertise of the California Product Stewardship Council to develop the outreach material. And agency staff proposed a contract with the California Product Stewardship Council to implement portions of these grants. And if you turn to page 54, there's a list of tasks, and this outlines, gives you kind of a glimpse on what we're looking at internally with the agency, as well as with the California Product Stewardship Council. And so basically they'd be doing a lot of the brochure graphics. Christina Miller did meet with Greg Einhorn to review the attached agreement. And other than minor typo here and there, he did approve of it.
And who is Greg Einhorn?
He's our attorney. He's our general counsel. He's based out of Chico. He's our agency legal counsel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you need from us tonight? You need a motion to adopt this?
To review and approve the agreement.
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll make a good deal.
And if they're gonna, mm-hmm. You know, if they're going to give you $17,000 and they're going to do the work, let's do
yeah.
it.
And we're going to share. Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
We're going to share the workload, but it really is a great partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outreach material they create, we're hoping that we can make it a template so we can modify it in the future. Because, you know, it'll be specific dates for a mm-hmm. specific year, and we'll want to update that and use it again.
All right. Item four, regular landfill only. Number one, Corning Household Hazardous Waste Facility, page 14.
Okay. So it's another agreement and request for approval of. And that is in working with the CEC Eco Solutions. They're the group that handles our hazardous waste facilities, both of them, the one here in Corning as well as in Red Bluff at the landfill. The proposed agreement is for a one-year term, and there's a maximum compensation of $33,000 per year. The compensation shall be net income received from paint care. So the way this is set up is, as I mentioned, Eco Solutions has been operating the facility, and we are looking to work with Eco Solutions and having Paint Care work with Eco Solutions for paint as well as the household hazardous waste.
Now, are we paying them the $33,000 or are they paying us?
So we are asking, okay, so JPA 2, when it assumes position
right
with the HHW facility, may want to review some of the options for both facilities. The hourly rates are consistent with current fees being charged. And at this point, JPA 1, you guys are the permit by rule holder for the Corning facility. And we recognize that there was no contract in place. And so I'm asking board approval for a contract to be in place with Eco Solutions to handle a Corning facility.
And they received $33,000 from us.
Right.
For that contract.
For the household hazardous waste handling at the Corning facility.
What they've been doing, but we just realized there wasn't a contract.
And they take the money, this thing that's out of the income we received from Paint Care, so it's sort of a recycling, reuse of funds, as it
right
were.
Okay.
But we just actually need that contract
that's even better
set, because it hadn't been done in the past.
Any further discussion? So hearing none, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to, oddly enough, Paint Care agreements.
Okay, so.
So moved.
Segue away.
It's a no brainer. You know, we've got to have it. So.
He's right. So there is an attached agreement that's proposed to approve. And this agreement is with Paint Care and Eco Solutions. So Eco Solutions has signed on with Paint Care to manage the architectural paint at both facilities. And this is great news. We, the agency, will no longer have to incur the costs for the disposal of latex and oil-based paint. And also a personnel cost for bulking will be on Eco Solutions on their books.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Jumped ahead. Motion carries. Number three, Assembly Bill 939, reporting revision, page 40.
Yes. So it has been brought to our attention that Waste Connections misreported tonnage landfilled to the State Board of Equalization. So agency staff are waiting to receive the revised calculations from Waste Connections. Actually, we will be receiving those. Waste Connections is going to submit them to the Board of Equalization, and once the Board of Equalization receives that calculation, we will receive it. And then at that point, we are going to go in and adjust our annual reporting for at least the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And this is actually what happened. Construction and demolition waste was landfilled, but was reported as alternative daily cover. So that's definitely a mistake. And Waste Connections self-reported them, the mistake. It's possible they have to pay a fine. We shall see. In the end, we do not foresee a violation of AB 939, which is, of course, the device to divert 50% of the waste stream. And this is informational only, and steps have been made on Waste Connection side to make the correction.
So all fines, fees, or whatever are incurred by them, not by...
By Waste Connections.
Item four, Assembly Bill 488, batteries, letter of support.
Yes, so attached is the letter of support from the agency regarding Assembly Bill 488, which is involved with privately managing and financing a system to allow consumers to conveniently and properly dispose of alkaline batteries. This would be a large relief to the agency because disposal costs of batteries are very high. For example, it's $16 per gallon to dispose of alkaline. And GPA1 and GPA2 at this point cannot afford to extend our successful curbside collection to businesses when it's $16 a gallon. Mm. And unfortunately, at this point, many businesses place their batteries in the trash or utilize the residence program. So we're definitely in favor of the Assembly Bill 488. We have sent off the support letter, and it does fall in line with the legislative guidance policy that was adopted July 20th of 2011, which does allow the agency manager to act proactively on legislative support letters when it's time sensitive. So please look over the letter and would request approval.
Is there any further discussion? Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? Hell, I'll second. Forget, I can do that. Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to number five, Sharp's grant application round two.
Round two, that's right. So last month, the agency was awarded the Household Hazardous Waste SHARPS grant through CalRecycle. And CalRecycle recognized that they had remaining inventory for that same grant. So literally, they created a round two. And so, to spend the money, right? So we applied for it. Basically, we duplicated the exact same request that we did the month prior for the SHARPS program. The initial awarded grant went, we purchased 5,000 one-quart collection containers. So those are the little red containers that we provide to the public for free. We already have our kiosks in place, so we have that covered. We applied for the same thing for round two. We'll see what we if we get awarded. There were no resolutions required, so it was one of the more quick and easy applications or grants to apply for. Prior to these grants for the SHARPS project, we had worked with St. Elizabeth's Hospital, Community Hospital, in purchasing the SHARPS containers. So we're able to utilize state funding to provide this service, to continue this service to our community.
On the seven kiosks, mm-hmm. How many of those do we have in reserve to keep going? of those containers? Or is that a replaceable one?
The kiosk?
Yeah.
The kiosks are in, I guess, I'm not understanding your question. The kiosks are in place.
Well, the kiosks are in place.
Right.
And there is a container inside that kiosk.
Right, okay.
Okay. When they take the container out and we put it in, with it, put a new one in it.
Oh, the catching container, right. Yes. We have.
How many of those do we have in storage so that we can continue even after the funding?
Mm-hmm. We have a healthy amount.
Okay, that's all I need.
Thank you for thinking through the process. We have a healthy amount.
Which is
so even if the funding goes away, we can maintain this program for a few years.
Right, and as long as
we own the kiosks. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We own the kiosks.
Yes, and that was purchased through grant funding, and they're in place, and yes.
Excellent. So we own them. We have the liners. That's
right.
That's right. That is a very, very good program.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're working with a new Sharps collection entity that comes to the landfill and picks up. You know, the landfill is a bulking section for Sharps needles, and so we have a company come and collect the bulk of them. Mm-hmm. And this is for informational only.
Is that the same company that picks up the jail, or do you know?
I'm not sure. In the past, we used Stericycle, and now we use Sharps Solutions.
I have no idea who the contract is with right now, because they use, I don't know, but I mean, the jail and probation and the day reporting center because of diabetes, they all have those containers there, and you know, we probably should coordinate and get whoever's picking them up at one place should be the rest of them too.
Are they different kind of regulations being as it would be medical waste out of a facility as opposed to me taking my little container and dropping it as a private entity?
Not that I'm aware of, because they're all handled in the same fashion. Okay. They're all medical waste no matter what, if there are Sharps.
Number six, waste tire collection grant. Information only, page 48.
Okay, the agency was awarded over $54,000 from CalRecycle to implement the local government waste tire amnesty grant. The community will be thrilled to hear. We've gotten quite a few calls with people asking when the next free drop-off event is. And we'd had to inform them that our grant funder, CalRecycle, has changed their actual cycle of providing the grant. So we're on track now. It's a two-year term that begins fiscal year 2013-2014. We will be holding 6 passenger tire events and 2 agricultural tire events during that two-year term. The agricultural collection will be as we did last year, the entire month of February. We found that to be much easier on the ag community, as well as much easier to share that information and outreach. It's the whole month. We are looking into holding an ag collection in the south part of the county. That would be nice to spread out our service to the southern zone. Events will rotate between the same collection sites that we've used in the past. The northernmost one is Evergreen Elementary School in Cottonwood, Rancho Tehama Transfer Station, Manton Mineral, Paynes Creek, Los Molinos. So we have it pretty much spread out intentionally to help those communities. We will also do press releases and advertising to spread the word. Fiscal year 2011 and 12, 12,871 tires were collected for recycling, and that was during, we only had 3 passenger tire events and 1 agricultural tire event in that time frame. So they're highly successful. The community supports them. And of course, all the tires do get recycled. And it's great to know it's being done so locally in the North State, I should say, in the North Valley. This is for information only and no action is required.
Thank you. Number 7, outreach update, page 50.
Okay. A beverage container recycling, two of them were provided to the farmer's market that is held on Frontier Village. Their market is held every Saturday. And staff presented recycling information, as our chair reported, to the Central Kiwanis Club of Los Molinos. We did discuss the mandatory commercial recycling law and how to properly dispose of all types of materials and recycling. A waste reduction, recycling, hazardous waste disposal information guide was submitted to the Lake California POA. They have a monthly newsletter, and it's very generous of them to give us a whole page to provide information. We're also continuing to send our monthly e-blast. And there is a poster. It's pretty neat. That's posted in the St. Elizabeth Hospital's break room, cafeteria, that we're able to switch out the information. So it's basically a poster board where we're able to switch out whatever kind of outreach information we want to share. And so we do that on a quarterly basis to make sure the information is fresh and eye-appealing and in relation to what events are currently happening at the landfill. In addition to other outreach modalities, the county is remodeling their website, and of course we're associated with their website. So we are doing a rebuild as well and making sure all of our programs are up and posted for the public to view. Agency staff conduct outreach during the farmer's market. So it's up and rolling, we're in farmer's market gear now. And the first one we went to was last Saturday at the Riverside Park in Red Bluff. And we will also be going to farmer's markets with the REAP trailer. This last Saturday we brought REAP. I will depend on material we have in stock if we in fact tote the trailer along with us. If we don't have material in stock, we'll still be out there doing the outreach and providing the public with information about our programs. This is for information only.
So tomorrow they're going to be in Corning?
We have yet to set the Corning Farmers Markets. I just found out, what was it, last week that they moved into Thursdays?
Yeah.
Okay. So we will be doing 2 Thursday markets in Corning. And there was an event last year that we were thinking about doing as well. And I'll have to speak with Valan, with the chamber.
The Olive Festival, probably.
That's probably what it was.
The car show, the 2 big ones.
Mm-hmm. And have an information.
Do you have the Mountain Apple Festival on your agenda?
For outreach, we have not done that in the past.
So,
right. And I know in speaking with Christine in the past, our discussion when we brought up larger scale events where people from out of town come, the discussion often turns to, we want to make sure that Tehama County residents are getting access to our programs, and we're not misleading our neighbor counties. So if we have someone from Shasta visiting, we just make sure that this they know this is
the community of Manton is Shasta and Tehama County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, it's not just Tehama County side of the creek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about the Tehama Museum, their Jubilee and Sunset?
Yeah, Jubilee in September in Tehama.
Yeah, it's one day, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Might be able to put up a little table or just something there, because it's mostly, it's not a huge, massive event, but it gets a pretty sizable number of regulars, and they're all Tama Countyans.
Has that date been set yet?
Yes, it's always the second Saturday in September.
And Kelly Griggs is going to be doing a nighttime ice cream social.
Okay.
I don't know if I've got the date. It's going to be a 4 to something on a Sunday afternoon, but I don't have, I'll have to get you the date.
Okay, well, I'll probably be there tomorrow or this weekend at the museum, so I'll ask them.
Yeah, I know they asked the Shrine to serve hamburgers, so
okay.
They're expecting a few people.
Very good. And has your Kiwanis Club, I saw in the paper they decided to do a 4th of July parade?
Well, it's the Chamber of Commerce here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So we always have a little float involved in the parade.
Okay. Well, don't forget the REAP. If you need paint,
you know, put your little title product in there.
For 4th of July, you might consider going to Mill Creek Park, because that's where everybody goes after the parade.
That's right. They have a nice event.
They have a whole bunch of events at Mill Creek Park in Los Molinos after the parade.
Hmm.
And, you know, normally the dunk tank and hamburgers and water balloons and
water gun eating, all kinds of good stuff. It's nice. It's a real nice event.
Isn't that where the mayor goes
mm-hmm.
for the mayor's event?
I think so.
Very good. Thank you.
Is there anything else to bring before the board?
No.
If not, then we adjourn at 6:41.